Tim Weisberg.com.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
In third and final hour of the program here on Monday morning, on Martin Luther King Day, on Inauguration Day, on National Championship Day, and a day in which, well, we've been talking about a lot of different things, but one of the things I was talking about the most was 1,461 days. That's how many more days we have to go before Donald Trump is completely irrelevant. And I posed the question to the caller from California because, you know, I know that he's not a Trump fan by any means. But my question was somewhat serious. If the midterms don't go his way, do you see him sticking around? I mean, part of it was I thought, yeah, he'll probably claim to have some kind of health issue and he'll step down. But then also at the same time, he'd never admit that he has a health issue. Like, that would show weakness. So, hey, we'll see what happens. But I'll keep a track. I'll keep a count. 1,461 days. That's just how many we got to get through. And but part of that was I was talking about the TikTok takedown. Now, I'm not talking about the ban, although the ban we can discuss whether or not, you know, he really is the hero of it when it was his idea in the first place. When he was the leading advocate of getting rid of TikTok until he, you know, back when it was critical of him. But then when this election came around and there was a lot of people praising him on it, well, then, of course, he liked it. Because as with everything with Donald Trump, if you kiss his ass, he'll give you what you want. But the whole idea of it being taken down over the weekend was unnecessary. As had been talked about here and reported numerous places, this ban only called for it to be removed from the app stores on Sunday. And that if app stores kept it up past the date of the ban, that they would be subject to fines. Now, those fines would have to be levied by the administration. And I guess, although Trump hasn't said it directly, I guess these app stores have been given, the reporting is they've been given indications that they won't be forced to pay these fines. But still, it's currently down in the app stores, at least when I checked this morning. I haven't checked yet. I mean, I guess my guess is right now they would be waiting for the executive order before they would put it back up. Yeah, it's still down. At least from Google Play. So they're still waiting for the executive order before they would put it back up. Or, you know, more formal assurances that they won't be fined. But TikTok did not have to disable the app in the United States. And as we said on Friday, I said on this program and when I spoke about it on Barry's program, it would be a really dumb move on TikTok's part to do that because it's a lot of revenue for them lost in the course of that day. And you've got a lot of people that are downloading it for the first time when they're hearing about this ban to see what it's all about before it goes away. So taking it down was a stupid move on their part. Disabling it was a stupid move on their part. But they did it anyway so that they could set it up so that Donald Trump looks like the hero for bringing it back. And it's so obvious that that's the case because both the notice when they took it down and the notice when they put it back up both mentioned Trump by name. And it was such a eye roll moment that I thought they were never going to roll back. Like, I've never rolled my eyes that hard in my life. Such an immature child that needs to have the ego stroke of being the person that saved TikTok. When all the people that you think you're outsmarting and that you're going to win over, and I'm sure there are some dumb enough people to think that, yeah, he is the hero that saved TikTok, but most people saw right through it. Most TikTok users, for sure, saw right through it. So don't think it's going to play out the way that you thought that it would. I guess for the people that were praising you on Twitter, though, before, they're just going to keep praising you. So, and that's really all it cares about. I did like SNL when Dave Chappelle was speaking directly to Donald Trump. He's like, and because I know you're definitely watching the show. Like, he definitely watches this show. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We were talking about that. We were also talking about just warning people if they were heading out the door because it is a holiday. You're probably, if you're not working or the kids, you know, they don't have school. So you're probably, if you are heading out, doing it a little bit later than normal. The roads look pretty good. But just be aware when you come out of your house, you know, if you didn't lay some salt down or something, you might have some icy spots because there was a lot of rain that happened before the snow fell. The rain actually fell later than they expected it to. So we got more rain than snow, and so there might be an icy layer underneath some of the snow. So and there's enough snow on the ground that you can't see it. So just be careful when you're walking around. But the roads look pretty good. And the more that I'm watching it, the more I'm a fan of the idea that these TV news crews are getting in the car with the dash cam and driving around and showing you what the roads look like. That's way more useful than somebody standing in front of a green screen putting up a photo. I kind of like that idea. And I know it's something they've been doing for a while now, but I never really paid attention to it until today. But now I was like, well, that's actually helpful. I thought before it was just a gimmick, but now I see it as helpful. So thanks, Channel 12. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Tim, I had to call in today because I'm listening to you talk about, you know, Trump. I guess you had a caller from California. You guys are going to count down the days. I mean, do you guys, I want to say this without you getting all mad about it, but does this Trump derangement syndrome going to end at some point? Because you talked about Trump.
I don't know. It seems like you've been pretty deranged for years already.
Let me finish, because see, you already got, like, you're going to jump on me already. That's why I asked you to let me talk, please. You just made a comment. Is he going to even want to finish his term? Because he'll probably say that he has an illness, but his ego will get in the way and say, no, he won't do that. Did you say that about Biden after all these years? The proof is coming out that they were covering up his cognitive decline for the longest time, maybe even before the 2020 election, where he was totally out of his mind. But did you say, yeah, let's put the 25th Amendment for him? And now, do you see what's going on? I don't know if you've been watching the news that's been popping up. He just gave preemptive pardons to Mark Milley, okay? He gave it to Dr. Fauci, okay? And the January 6th committee. You know, you only give pardons to people that committed crimes there, Jim.
Or
so why would he? Or what? Or
you
what?
Give pardons to people that you know are going to be unfairly persecuted by the guy
Trump
that's coming
was.
In.
Like, you mean like Trump was given. Now it was what's good for the goose is not good for the gander, right?
Yeah, but Donald Trump actually committed crimes.
No, that's all garbage. You know it, and it's all going to get thrown out, okay?
It sounds to me like you're the one that's deranged, sir.
No, I'm not deranged because, you know what? We're sick and tired, and you guys never learned anything to what happened. The American people spoke. You told me you were going to tell me on election day when it was all over the next day, you would rub it in my face and say, I told you Kamala would win. Well, she lost.
Well, you know what? Now I've got 4 years to rub it in your face every day that you voted for the wrong guy.
No, I don't think so, because you're going to see some things happen, and you're going to turn the other way, because you're looking in the mirror and you're looking at your Trump derangement syndrome, and it's not sinking in.
Do me a favor. Try to come up with something original when you call in than Trump derangement syndrome. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Called you. Well, that's what it is. What do you want me to tell you? You want me to give you some other name for it? I mean,
what do you call the blinding fandom that you have for this man?
Listen, 4 hours, less than 4 hours, at 7 o'clock, I believe, he gave preemptive parties. Why give it to these people, Tim? You answer that question.
Because he knows Captain Vengeance is going to come in here and weaponize the Justice Department himself.
Captain Vengeance, my butt, okay? The truth always comes out, and you know the truth, and he's trying to do it to cover his rear end. And, Tim, let me ask you something. Do you think...
You know that Anthony Fauci worked for Donald Trump during the COVID crisis, right?
Yeah, we know that. And he worked on the Reagan for so long, too, and he screwed up the AIDS pandemic.
But if he was doing it wrong, why didn't superhero Trump take care of it at the beginning?
He trusted him. He didn't know that.
Oh, because he's a moron, right? Because he's an idiot. Because he trusted him.
You can call him names. Okay, go ahead. Call him names.
Well, that's how you feel about Joe Biden?
Did I call him a name just now?
No, you question his mental capabilities.
So I can question that. I can question yours if I can
question Donald Trump's too.
No, you can question it, but I'm asking you, did you not see Biden with some kind of problems? Did you not see that?
I don't know. I don't have his diagnosis.
Right, because you're not a doctor, right?
Did you diagnose Donald Trump's megalomania?
No, not me, but many doctors have said it. So where do you see Donald Trump's cognitive decline? Where do you see that?
Everything he said for the last year.
Oh, it's the words he says. Does he mumble and stumble his words? Did you not see the debate?
Well, he didn't have a speech impediment like Joe Biden did.
No, it's amazing that you guys, as liberals or whatever you want to call yourself, because I've been very, very cordial with you many times.
You have not been cordial. You have not been cordial.
I've called you many times already after stuff, and you said, oh, have a nice day, because we agreed on some stuff, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're cordial. You called up and said that I have Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh, just now, because you know what? I'm telling you that, because why not? Because you know what?
Why does it bother you so much if I don't like your guy? Why does that irk you so much? Why can't you just live your life?
No. It's not that it bothers you. You can vote for whoever you want. You can think whatever you want, Tim. That's your opinion. But guess what? Like I'm telling you, the American people have spoke. And guess what? Like I said, with all these pardons.
Yeah, he won by a couple of million votes. Don't forget that fact. Don't forget that it was a very close margin of victory.
Did you see how the media is falling apart? He's got a $2 billion. That's why CBS and all these news outlets are falling apart. Because you know why? The truth always comes out, Tim. I'm going to leave you with that. The truth always comes out.
We'll see what the truth will be in four years.
We'll see how you feel. Because you told me in November that we'll see how you feel when Kamala wins. And guess what? Okay, buddy? Have a good day.
Yep, you as well. That is a textbook definition of Trump derangement syndrome. The man cannot admit a single fault of his superhero, Donald Trump. A convicted felon. You won't see, Joe Biden will not be convicted of anything. Donald Trump is a convicted felon. Can't accept that fact. That was all against him. Right. We'll see. Those are called preemptive pardons because you know that the person that's coming in has already said that he is going to go after those people. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
On the conditions of the road, thank God right now it's not as bad as it was last night. From 9:30 to 10:32, Taunton, New Bedford, over to Somerset, there was over 55 cars that set off the road. One was a state police cruiser, minor damage to the vehicle. The officer was able to pull it out and bring it back to the station. There was a plow truck on Route 88 right at the ramp there that switches off to 79. I was monitoring for like an hour and a half. It was like incredible because I was listening to the Bristol County Emergency Monitoring System. It was incredible. And the key issue, some were just what it is. Like you said, the snow over the ice that froze up. But at least half of them were people speeding
Yeah,
or even going the regular speed limit, but in them conditions, you should be backing off by at least a third. So just be careful out there, like you said earlier.
That's a
snow on top of the frozen spots.
And that's a big problem. I was going to say, that's a big problem that people don't realize, is because they've got these, you know, these SUVs and these four-wheel drive vehicles that they think that they're better built for riding down those slick roads. But ice is ice, no matter what you're driving.
Right, and especially when you see them spots where there's still some snow there, because underneath there is frozen. And it's kind of coming up, like in front of my house. I guess they made a few passes with the sanders last night. So it's wet, but it's going to fluctuate. These next couple of days are going to be crazy. Hey, my football team, they won 35-27.
Nice.
Retained their national championship again in Florida. I couldn't go because health issues and some legal issues. But they had to come from behind three times. They pulled it off. And the team we beat in 20 years of this bowl game has been there eight times. They won it four times, and they were the last back-to-back championship. It was not pretty, but it was gritty. So,
well, and it's extra sweet to have that be the team that you beat, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're a proven. They've had over 200 wins in the last 22 years. So they're like the Alabama semi-pro football. And there's a few teams every couple of years they survive at that elite level, and then they drop off. And we've only been around 9 full seasons, and because of COVID in the middle. But we've won the national championship twice. We've won our league championship three times. Two of those years we went undefeated. It's great to be alive. And
Sounds like a dynasty in the making.
Like, between DraftKings and all these Bentleys, URI's rise this year, and they went to the national level. Our own UMass Dartmouth won their league 3 years in a row. They three-peated just like we just did in our league. Football in the Northeast is starting to get its name back.
Absolutely. All right.
Boston College a couple times this year. They gave us something to worry to feel good about, and then they faded out.
Well, hopefully the Patriots can get it back too.
Yeah, that's gonna take a long rebuild.
Probably. All right. Well, thank you.
My Eagles pulled it out yesterday at the end. Thank God.
Congratulations to the whole team.
What a hey! I thought they were going to keep it close. I thought they might even cover, and a possibility of maybe like a fumble the last couple of minutes. But I never saw them dominating the way they did. And their rookie quarterback, that cemented him rookie of the year. He was in the top five up until that game. That solidified him getting rookie of the year. No matter where they go.
Well, enjoy the conference championships next weekend.
Yep. Bye bye.
All right, 508-996-0500. We have a caller calling back in, but we'll take it quickly. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, I told you one of those fifth-grade Trumpers were going to call you.
Let's not insult other callers, because then it just turns into all of them calling in and defending themselves and gets boring.
Happy 1929, buddy.
All right, have a good day. All right, I got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemail on the WBSM app. We will get into some of the app chat messages because we've got a bunch that have been coming in. This guy, Meaty, just loves to complain. Every time I get upset about Donald Trump, you're so butthurt. Well, you're the clown that only sends in an app chat message when I mention Donald Trump. So maybe you're deranged too, sir. Give me a call. Instead of hiding behind the keyboard, 508-996-0500. Or maybe you are the person that called. I don't know. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Passes rain, so let it rain. Rain down on me.
That is MLK by U2 from the Unforgettable Fire, the album that they made that is... A full album tribute to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, who we celebrate today. And that's an album worth a listen, even if you aren't a U2 fan. It's a little bit different than a lot of the stuff that you've heard. Of course, Pride in the Name of Love being the song that probably most people know from that album. Because, you know, that was a huge hit, and that's about the assassination of Martin Luther King. But the whole album was dedicated to him and inspired by him. And sometimes it does take an outsider, people from another country, to give you a different perspective on something that happened in your own country, in your own history. But But I think another song that people might recognize from that album is Bad, one of my all-time favorite U2 songs and certainly one of the best songs to hear them perform live. But give that album a listen if you are looking for something to honor Martin Luther King today, The Unforgettable Fire by U2. We'll take some more of your calls, 508-996-0500, and your app chat messages on the WBSM app. Before I get into reading those app messages, I just want to remind you of the contest that we launched over the weekend. We are looking for owner and pet lookalikes. So if people said, oh, you look like, that dog looks a lot like you. You look a lot like your dog. You can send in those photos or your cat or your turtle or, you know, whatever your pet may be. But also, you know, maybe you don't really look alike, but maybe you dressed alike. I tried doing that with my cat where I had a tuxedo t-shirt and because I always wanted one, but you can't wear a tuxedo t-shirt when you're a 4X. It just looks silly. But when I got down to an XL and in some cases now even a large, I found an XL tuxedo t-shirt at the thrift store. So I bought that. And then not that long after, I found in the pet store like a little tuxedo costume for a small dog. And I was like, well, I'm going to get that and put that on my cat. But it turns out he's too big for that. And there's no way he would ever let me put that on him anyway. So the photo that I thought I was going to take couldn't happen. But maybe you've been able to convince your pet to put on the same thing you're wearing and took a photo. That's something you can also enter. And you do that at WBSM.com or on the app. And the winner will get a $250 gift card. The way it's going to work is we're going to take submissions all this week. And when we are done collecting all those submissions on Friday, we will put out a gallery of all the photos for people to vote on. And then the winner will be selected based on all of those votes. And we'll announce the winner on the following Friday. Or maybe, you know, maybe the Monday after, depending on how much voting we want to allow to continue. But we'll have the winner for you. And the winner gets a $250 gift card. All we said we were going to announce the winner on the Monday. So maybe we'll just keep the voting open. But the great part about this is it's brought to you by people who are there to help your animals when you need to. The Wareham Animal Hospital. They are the proud sponsor of this contest. And I can't wait to see. So we've already gotten some of these submissions that have made me laugh when I saw them. And I can't wait to see what else we get. So again, you can enter at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. And even if you don't have that photo, send it to somebody that you know that looks like their pet. But just remember, these have to be photos of your pet and you, or, you know, somebody in your family. And they can't be from a professional photographer. They can't be of somebody else's pet without their permission. We did get one entry that was very, very funny of somebody whose dog looked like Bill Belichick, but I can't take that as a submission because it's not you and your dog. Can't use a photo of Bill Belichick. It's got to be something that you took yourself. All right, let's get into these app chat messages that we have on the WBSM app. Let's see. Rick in Dartmouth says, by the way, Meaty had to send another app chat message with haha loser. Yeah, says the guy who's just going to send a bunch of app chat messages. Let me read Rick's first. Rick says, college football is far more interesting than the pro game. People don't like college sports because there are so many teams and players they can't follow along. Those young kids play their butts off and the pro players are all hot dogging it. The NFL has become an absolute joke. Well, I don't know if a lot of people would agree with that. And the NFL is as hot as it's ever been. I think people will agree with you about the amount of heart and grit that those college kids play with. I don't think that that's any question. And I think you're right in the fact that, you know, to somebody around here that doesn't follow college sports, when they look at the way that it's set up, they're like, well, I don't know. What's one conference to another conference? And what's one division to another division? Unless you're familiar with that setup, it's hard to get in there and understand it. And as you said, too many players. And then by the time you learn all the players, they've all transferred to another school or gone into the NFL or whatever, or gone to the NBA if it's a basketball game or whatever. So yeah, it is hard. It's one of those situations where you really have to be a fan of a team more than the actual players. I mean, you can be fans of the players, but like it's the teams that you're following. And then the idea that, you know, you're scouting these kids before, you know, you're getting a chance to see these kids before they become pros probably helps too. But you're also getting to see a lot of people that will never make it to the pros, that this is the highest they'll ever get. But that doesn't mean they're going to play any less hard. So I can see where people are real fans of the college game. I just think it's hard around here because we don't have that big college program for people to get excited about. Like, I can't tell you how much I get aggravated when I'm on a conference call with everybody across our company from all over the country, and they all got to spend the first 10 minutes talking about their college teams. And I'm like, this doesn't matter here. This doesn't matter to me. But, you know, it's a big, big deal to everybody else. That's a me problem, not a them problem. Wayne points out the last time an inauguration happened on the same day as MLK Day was the second term of Bill Clinton in 1997. And considering, you know, when it's just the Martin Luther King Day is late this year, but considering, you know, how close they usually are, I'm surprised that it doesn't happen more often. And let's see. Deb says, good morning, Tim. The TikTok stunt. Oh, hold on. It just moved. Good morning, Tim. This TikTok stunt blew up in their face. No one on that platform was duped by this attempt to gaslight us. The convicted felon handed TikTok over to Zuckerberg after he bent both knees. State-run social media will never fly in this country, no matter how hard they try. I've blocked all Meta and X. And I know that people are doing a blackout today on Meta platforms because of Mark Zuckerberg attending the inauguration and because of him, you know, meeting with Trump and pledging allegiance to Trump, it seems, in a lot of people's opinions. So people are planning on holding a Meta blackout. Not only that, but the fact that there's no fact checkers now. So all this stuff is going to get put up today that, you know, nobody's going to bother to fact check. And Sketty says, good morning. You're lighting everyone up. Just wanted to say that Mercy Meals and More is going to have their comedy fundraiser in April. Yeah, we'll be talking about that coming up soon. She says, I wish Matt Rife could be there. I think he's very, very funny. Who knows? Maybe he shows up. He doesn't live that far away. 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, real quick update. While you and I were speaking and a few minutes after, There's been quite a few slip and falls in New Bedford already, and one was at Market Basket where a man got a serious head injury. He was briefly unconscious.
Wow.
The New Bedford police.
Yeah, they're usually pretty good about keeping up on all the ice over there, too, at least around the front of the building. Maybe it was it in the parking lot, or was it at the sidewalk? Or
it said parking lot, Market Basket.
Yeah. So that's the problem.
Just be careful, especially when you're leaving, and if there's no sun, is hit where the snow is, just be super, super careful.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
That's the problem with a lot of parking lots when it snows is people will park in the parking lot because they think to themselves, well, that's going to get plowed out. That'll be a safe place to park. But they don't realize that if you're in the parking lot, they can't plow around you. Well, they'll have to plow around you. They can't plow out the spots that you parked in. So when somebody gets in that space and pulls out, there's an ice patch left behind. And nothing used to aggravate me more when I used to have to shovel out the diner that I worked at than, you know, I'm trying to clear the parking lot and people pull in and park where I haven't cleared yet. Like, I just cleared all these space. Go park over there. I get it. You got a big four by four truck. All right, great. You can park wherever you want. Awesome. But why would you park in the space that you see that I'm trying to clear out? But they would all do it. They would all do it. Didn't make any sense. 508-996-0500. And by the way, if you are wondering what Deb was talking about with the TikTok stunt, not just my own opinion, but a lot of people feel that this whole thing was what we call in pro wrestling a work. That ByteDance did not have to disable the app. They had to take it down, but they didn't have to disable it. They had to remove it from the app stores, but they could have left it running. And instead, they took it down with a note saying, President Trump is working on it. And then reinstated it 12 hours later. Thank you, President Trump. All designed to make you think that he's some hero that saved TikTok when they didn't have to take it down to begin with. And he couldn't actually do anything until today anyway, when he'll sign the executive order, which some lawmakers are saying won't make a difference. And they're willing to challenge that in the Supreme Court. So we'll see where that goes. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
How you doing, Tim?
Good. How are you?
All right. I haven't shoveled out a parking spot since 2006. I got my first Chevy Tahoe. Now I got a Suburban, but I haven't shoveled snow since. I just parked on it. Haven't been stuck. Get right out.
So do you have a driveway?
No, I parked on the street.
So
no driveway. I got to live in an apartment building. So
then, I mean, does somebody come around and after you pulled out, does somebody go and shovel that, or does it just stay snowy so that nobody else can use it?
Oh, well, if someone wants to shovel it, they can shovel it. You know what I mean? This has been years, you know what I mean? I'm saying I just park where there's no, you know what I mean? I don't have to shovel. I just park on the snow.
I mean, we haven't had a whole ton of snow, but since that time, there's been some big storms. You must have to clear out some snow to get it, to at least be able to get into it.
Well, yeah, to get into my door, but I don't clear out the front of it, and I just drive right over it. I got big tires, big truck.
That was always my, I mean, if I had a snowstorm in the morning that I could just pull out over, and I'd worry about it later. That was always my approach.
Yeah. Sometimes people put mounds of snow. I had, what was it? I think it was 2008. We had a big, big storm. 2008, we had a really big storm. And we put up a mound of snow. It was about 10 feet high, and I parked my Tahoe right on top of it. It was pretty cool.
All right. Well, hopefully we don't get any snow like that this year that you got to worry about. But
you have a good day.
You as well.
And
hopefully we don't get any of those big, big storms. But all right. I gave you all you snow lovers, I gave you one bit of snow. That's it. Now I'll complain about every other one that comes in for the rest of the... And I used to get all the phone calls on Saturday morning when I did the Saturday morning show, and I complained about the snow because back then we had some really snowy winters, if you remember. 2015, I think it was the year that we kept getting hit with storm after storm. I think if I remember correctly, and, you know, I could be wrong, but there was a Patriots playoff game, an away game, and we had a really bad snowstorm that day. And then I think that's the year that my cat passed away. He died during a blizzard. I said to him, like, just hang on, wait till tomorrow and I'll take you to the vet. I can't get out now. Because it happened very, very quickly. I was like, we're stuck. If you can just make it to tomorrow and we can get out, I'll bring you to the vet. And he didn't make it. And what's worse is I still couldn't get out. So I had to take him and put him in like a bin, put him in the car outside because I didn't want my son dealing with it being in the house, you know. So it was very, very traumatic. That's why it took a long time for me to get another cat. But my preference was always just to drive right over it. And if I can, I will. And then I'll clean it up later. But that year, I definitely could not do that with some of those storms. And I, you know, I'd come in and say, well, you know, I hate the snow. I wish it never snowed. Why do I live somewhere where it's not? And everybody would call in and say, well, I'm a plow driver, so this means money to me. I'm like, great. And I'm glad for you. But for the rest of us that it doesn't mean money for, it's just a giant inconvenience. But I deal with it because I do love living here. I do love all the change of seasons we get the rest of the time. So I'll put up with a little bit of snow. But maybe when I'm older, maybe I won't. If I can't move to somewhere where it doesn't snow, I'll move to somewhere where it always snows and I'm just forever snowed in. Sorry, can't do anything, snowed in. I mean, most people would say, you know, that just turned 47 like I did, oh my God, I can't believe I'm getting so old. Me, I'm like, when am I going to be 55 so that I can move into a 55 plus community? Somebody else shovels. Maybe I'll move into one of those buildings where they have like the parking lot underneath the building. I once lived in a house on stilts. That was the best thing in the world because I never had to worry about the snow. I get it. People with garages too don't have to worry either, but it was still cooler living on stilts. 508-996-0500. See, we got another app chat message. From Working Fool, he says, more people should be in fear for Trump's second term. No one reads or knows their history. People like to be willfully ignorant. It's all a big club, and you ain't in it, quoting George Carlin. Have a good day, Tim. I mean, I think you're seeing a lot of people that are putting those warnings out there. We'll see what happens. We'll see if in 4 years they hold true. I mean, there were a lot of dire warnings that happened on this inauguration day of 2017, and look how those worked out. So, I mean, we survived. Not everybody. But that was due to COVID. But we survived. We'll survive again. I'm just saying, don't plan on all those promises that you thought you were voting for actually coming true. We'll take a quick break and be back. 508-996-0500. And welcome back in. We still got some time to take some calls. 508-996-0500 and some app chat messages on the WBSM app. Reminder one more time that you can enter our contest, our owner pet lookalike contest. So if you look like your dog, if you look like your cat, if you look like your goldfish, or maybe, you know, you and your axolotl dress up alike, I don't know, whatever it may be, we don't discriminate. It can be any kind of pet. Send in those photos on the WBSM app and on the WBSM.com site. Now, don't go and put them on the Facebook page in the comments. That's not going to count. You got to fill out the form and submit that way. And when you do that, you'll be entered to win. And the grand prize winner gets $250, a $250 gift card. And it's all brought to you by our friends over at Wareham Animal Hospital. So it should be a lot of fun seeing those photos and seeing everybody vote on them. We'll have the voting up at the end of this week. But right now we're collecting all of the nominations. So I'm hoping that Roger over there at Purchase Street Records, I hope he enters because he looks just like his dog. It's kind of uncanny. So anyway, 508-996-0500. We were talking about the inauguration is today, and I believe Barry's planning on playing some portions of it at least when he comes on about 12:15 after Bill O'Reilly. So I would expect that it's not going to get off, you know, step off right at 12, right at noon. So by the time Barry comes on, we should be able to hear the swearing in, or at least hear, you know, part of the speech that President Trump will give after that. But I've been talking this morning, too, about this entire ridiculous TikTok situation over the weekend in which, as I've been saying, in pro wrestling, we call it a work, where it's all planned out. It's all scripted. It's all the story to try to get you, the mark, to believe it. Now, wrestling's a little bit different now than it was in the old days when they tried to keep up kayfabe and pretend like they actually were fooling people. Now you're kind of in on it. But so now you might not be a mark, but a mark is still somebody who, like, ridiculously over the top believes things. And you were definitely the mark if you thought that Donald Trump is the hero of Twitter. You are definitely the rube if you think that Donald Trump is the hero of TikTok. He's the god of Twitter, according to Elon Musk. But when it comes to TikTok, he's not the hero. He's the guy that started it all. He's the guy that originally wanted to get it banned because they were saying mean things about him on it. But now, because people said nice things about him on it, he wants to keep it around. Because people like to share videos of him doing his stupid, ridiculous YMCA dance. He wants to keep it around. Don't, Chris, don't do that. People are going to think you're having another stroke.
I'm doing the dance.
He was doing the Trump dance, but I was worried we had to call an ambulance. But the tide changed for him when it comes to TikTok, so now he likes it. And so now they take the app down when they don't have to. Well, they had to take the app off the store. That was what the law said. And I give Donald Trump credit for saying, you know, we're going to work on an executive order to hold this off for 90 days. And we, you know, he hasn't come out and said, but people around him have said he's not going to enforce the fines that would happen to the app stores if they put it back up. So fine, you get credit for that. But you're not getting credit for saving it over the weekend when they didn't have to take it down to begin with. There was nothing in the law that required them to disable it on American devices. But they did that anyway with a note that said, don't worry, President Trump's working on it. And then when they put it back up 12 hours later, thank you, President Trump. For what? That's like if I go home and I'm like, oh, the TV won't come on. because I don't turn it on. But don't worry, Donald Trump's working on getting it fixed for us. And then 12 hours later, I go over and I press the button and turn it on again. I can say, oh, the cable's working. Thanks, Donald Trump. It had nothing to do with him. It had everything to do with me pressing the button or not pressing the button. And that's what TikTok was all about. They pressed the button when they didn't have to turn it off. And then they turned it back on. And I'm just going to speculate that this is all the arrangement. That in order to make this all happen, that was part of the deal that he had with TikTok. Make me look like the good guy here. Make me look like the savior. So that all those kids that badmouth me on TikTok will start saying how great I am. And I think that's backfiring on them. Because now there's a lot of people who said, you know what? Screw you, TikTok. I'm not going back. Now, there's some people who are financially tied into it that probably are going to go back to it because it's their revenue stream. But they're going to start making videos about how unhappy they are with the whole situation. Let's see what happens to those videos. And I'm really, really interested to find out what he means when he says that he wants the U.S. to have a 50% stake in TikTok. Does he mean a U.S. investor? Because I'm fine with that. I don't think you should have to divest. But if they want you to do that to stay operating and they have a U.S. investor that'll come in and do it, great. But if he means the United States, if he means the government being involved, no thanks. One of the few areas left where people feel like they have the free speech to criticize the government if they want to, now being run by the government, yeah, no thanks. Going to take one last break. We will be right back. And there you go. That's the President of the United States of America. Get it? Because it's Inauguration Day. And also because President Lump gets an